Welcome to another member podcast on PoliticalTopSecret.com. Politics at above top. Would somebody please tell me what I'm supposed to say for the intro anymore on PTS? I don't know. Hey, man, this is PTS, okay? Get over it. Anyway, in response here to Marge and Benevolent Heretic, let's see. First, Marge, you say, I feel your voice full of frustration about the issue of legal. Well, yeah, my voice is... I am a little bit frustrated about it, Marge. I guess maybe I speak for some people as well who don't get a chance to voice their opinion on it. And I don't know. Seems like the issue gets highly stepped by, you know, in the media, in the mainstream media. I don't know. It's such a tough issue and such huge amounts of labor involved that, you know, I think it's probably an issue that the media really just would really rather stay away from so as not to have to choose sides. It's a tough one to deal with, and I just want to say again, I wish more people could figure out a way to be able to talk about this without being, you know, bringing the race card up. It just, it's an issue of legality. I think it's an issue of concern on many fronts. And I get frustrated, too, by bad policies of the government. But I got to say, Marge, they really have done something. I mean, they've spent a long time, and I got to say, the amount of literature over on Thomas.gov on this issue, I think it's 2166, if anybody cares to search, the amount of legislation in this bill is so staggering that, as I said in my previous cast, I spent, I guess it was about four and a half hours, something like that, a long time, and I just got to the point of, like, and I just read carefully down through just one page, and I mean, it took me that long just to get through one section of that legislation. I can imagine the people and the revisions that must have gone through to get it to that point to where it passed the Senate. It's pretty amazing. Thinking about maybe doing another podcast about, you know, reviewing maybe certain sections of that bill or something. It might be kind of interesting to bring that down to a summation that people can understand, because I can tell you, one of the strange things about the law in this country, and I guess many other countries, is that it's so complicated. It takes me with an internet connection that kind of time just to read through one section and kind of understand it. Can you imagine how it must feel to be a person, an Hispanic person coming from Mexico, who can barely speak English and even try to decipher something of that magnitude to understand fully the law that they're up against here? I mean, that's one point about this. I don't know if any of us have thought about yet or anybody's thinking on it. It's the law in itself is so damn complicated that I just wonder how it could be expected that anybody could understand it, let alone somebody, you know, in a bad position trying to cross the border. I feel for those people, Marge. I really do. You don't know, Marge. Some of the places I've been in places so poor, Marge, that, you know, girls running around naked at 13 and 14. I mean, just, you wouldn't believe some of the places I've been if I told you. I understand, man, what these people, you know, are going through. It's not that I don't have a heart, because I most certainly do. I've been there with them. I've lived the life myself in that sense. I understand. But jeez, you know, I just wonder if, well, I wonder a lot of things, but I just don't know how we're going to get around this, man. We've got some serious legislation that's come down the pike, but in my previous podcast, I had mentioned that it was not totally comprehensive, although extremely comprehensive. And the reason I said that was because it doesn't address the issue at all of the anchor baby issue. And I was doing some reading about that, and I thought about bringing maybe another post to ATS or PTS about it. But like you say, Marge, I'm just obsessing on this way too much, maybe. You know, there's clearly a whole slew of legislation come down about it. A lot of people are concerned enough. I think that it's a forefront issue enough that I just really ought to leave it alone. As to my approach, well, what can I say? I'm a wild and crazy guy, Marge. I get kind of nuts sometimes, and sometimes I hit it on the mark, and sometimes I don't. But, you know, I will probably admit that maybe I'm a little bit more abrasive sometimes than I need to be. Maybe the way I present a post is not the way you would have done it. But, you know, damn it, Marge, I just wish one damn time you'd get up on the microphone and say something. So I can see this Sarge Marge with the big M16 or whatever it is you got down there. Because you're looking pretty good in the picture. But anyway, I want to just say I appreciate your support in the sense that you don't believe that I'm a racist, because frankly, I couldn't understand Mr. Whoopi at all on that. I love the guy. I think he's great. I love listening to his jokes, and it just to have his persona out of all the people that it could have come down on me, on the board. I mean, I can handle Intrepid. He doesn't bother me at all. He gets up my nerves sometimes, but it's cool. He just doesn't do it in a personal attack sort of way, you know, and not really, even though he tries to. I understand his undertones, but still, it wasn't quite as bold as what Whoopi said, and I guess just it took me by surprise, man. I just wasn't expecting that at all, so I got, you know, no love lost about it. If he wants to think I'm a racist, fine. You know, he's entitled to his belief just the way I am. And I'm over it. Anyway, again, thanks, Marge, for your support. I appreciate it. I want to make something clear here, too. I really don't want this to be any kind of division or divisive issue in who's siding with who or, you know, anything like that. Most definitely. We don't need that kind of crap around here. But this is PTS. And I guess maybe this is why I just didn't come to PTS much, because, you know, I just didn't need the additional grief, you know. But it is kind of fun, and I guess sometimes we're going to get heated about some things, and that's just the way it's going to be. But anyway, moving on to, and by the way, thank you, Marge, there for the last comment about my Spanish is adorable. And I think you have a very nice and honest voice. Well, I appreciate it. And I'll tell you what. ¿Por qué una vez tú no agarras el micrófono y te pongas ahí en tu computadora y no, me dice algo algún tiempo, eh? Anyway, that was a personal message to Marge. Nothing too bad, folks. Don't worry if you don't speak Spanish. I was just asking her why she doesn't get up there with her microphone and say something to us so I can see, or at least hear, who Marge is. She always had me curious. Moving on to BH here. BH, let's see. Your first comment stopped me dead in my tracks. As usual. Anyway, I'd have to say that only you know if you are a racist or not. There's pretty much only one thing I can say to that. And, you know, I think, BH, that isn't everybody a racist to some degree? Even if it's 0.005%, you know, if you really think about it. I think that there's some degree of that in everybody. To the extent that it comes out at different people at different times is what I think maybe the differences, the big difference may be between a lot of people. I don't know. But that's, I suppose, all I really have to say on that. But that was an interesting comment. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you seeing and that you've never read anything that you would consider racist from me. The foreign language science thread was a trip. That was completely sort of bunk. I don't know. Back when podcasts first started, I was looking for something to post up there just to sort of get things rolling, something that had some kind of meat to it, I guess, and not just sort of idle meandering. But it was an interesting thread, and I don't know. Maybe I'll go back there and look at it one of these days and see what's up with that thing. But, yeah, it was an interesting discussion. You say you've been called a racist on the board, and you've called other people racist when they thought they were making a comment. Well, yeah, it's just a matter of persons of opinion. But I guess what you're saying down here about, you know, Mr. Whoopi and that whole situation, and him making a mistake, I would tend to agree, and I'm going to agree just completely extracting myself from the situation. I think as a mod, and you, when you cross that line onto being a mod, that you've got to sort of take another fence position, I think, in a certain sense. Only in a certain sense. I think the only way that he messed up again was just the personal attack and not discussing the message. He, you know, the funny thing is, you look at the way Marge has come about this. She's, you know, been callous with me a few times, you know, and even come up and kind of, you know, frowned at me, and I could tell she wasn't happy with what I had to say. But she always comes back around and sort of puts it in a way that I can understand, I guess. And that's one of the things I guess I love about Marge. She's sort of always just kind of keeps me level, I guess, in a big sense. But I think that should be noted about Marge. She's helped me, I know, a few times bring me around back where I shouldn't have been. So I appreciate it again, Marge. BH, as far as the mistake, I think I don't need an apology. That's not really what I'm looking for. If he wants to, great. If not, it's fine. It doesn't really matter at this point. I totally agree. He's a bright spot. I've laughed like hell at a lot of the stuff he did, and that's one of the reasons. When I think of Mr. Whoopi, I just always get a smile, and to have him coming down here telling me that, it was just so weird that I just couldn't sit there and type anymore. I'm like, all right, I'm getting out the microphone for this. So that's pretty much what it is. I know. You say you've been in my shoes and you know how it feels. Well, yeah, let's figure out a way to talk about this. I don't know. I'm not going to. By the way I post sometimes, I know it's controversial, but on the other hand, the day I came here to ATS, it was controversial from the start. You know? And that's over here in PTS, it's even more controversial. And I'm sort of having a little fun with it. I don't know that it's really for me, guys, this PTS thing. I don't know. I'm just sort of messing around with it and trying to be sort of spiteful, I guess, in a way, because it's PTS, and I get the idea that, oh, if it's PTS, you're going to argue politics. And they let things get heated over here, and, you know, I guess you're not supposed to be so sensitive to personal attacks. So maybe I just haven't adjusted to the nature of the forum, BH and Mr. Whoopi. Maybe I just haven't adjusted to the, you know, what's coming down the pike here on PTS, in the sense of tone, to be able to take comments like that with a grain of salt and just, you know, sort of ride it on and move. But I suppose I'll try some more. And that's it. I don't have really a whole lot more to say. Appreciate the posts, and I'm glad to hear that some other people on the board don't think I'm a racist. I really appreciate those comments from Grady and Shots and BH and Marge. So thanks, guys. Love yous. I'll talk to you soon.